Directions. Now listen to part of a talk in a psychology class.
With the rapid growth of technology and widely available mobile technology and social networking media, a new form of bullying has emerged: cyberbullying. Cyberbullying, like bullying, is repeated behavior that is intended to cause psychological or emotional harm to another person. Now, what is unique about cyberbullying is that it is typically covert, concealed, done in private, and the bully can remain anonymous. This anonymity gives the bully power, and the victim may feel helpless, unable to escape the harassment, and unable to retaliate. Cyberbullying can take many forms, including harassing a victim by spreading rumors, creating a website defaming the victim, and ignoring, insulting, laughing at, or teasing the victim. In cyberbullying, it is more common for girls to be the bullies and victims because cyberbullying is non-physical and is a less direct form of bullying. Interestingly, girls who become cyberbullies often have been the victims of cyberbullying at one time. The effects of cyberbullying are just as harmful as traditional bullying and include the victim feeling frustration, anger, sadness, helplessness, powerlessness, and fear. Victims will also experience lower self-esteem. Furthermore, recent research suggests that both cyberbullying victims and perpetrators are more likely to have ideas of suicide, and they are more likely to attempt suicide than individuals who have no experience with cyberbullying.
Question 1. What is the professor's opinion of cyberbullying? Two. Why are girls more likely to engage in cyberbullying?